office with me here. As I indicated on my message, we're looking into the, I believe it was the 2002 project that Southern Water District commenced. In the course of the project, they received roughly $2.4 million from the Floyd Fiscal Court. And the information we've received is that Floyd County around 2005 asked Southern Water District to begin making payments of around $100,000 a year to them on the debt. And our question to you was just, do you have any recollection of any agreement between Southern and Floyd to compel them to make the payment? Mr. Halpert with Southern Water indicated that he believed there may have been a written contract at one time.
I don't recall there being a written contract, but what I do recall, I mean, I guess you, the history that and I actually was the one that worked on the merger. There were two water districts. One of them was the Beaver Elkhorn Water District, and the other one was the old Mud Creek Water District. Mm-hmm. And, of course, what was going on, I think one of them had actually a pretty good record of financing, and the other one didn't. And what the merger did, it just basically gave them both a clean slate to be able to get to start borrowing again, is my recollection. So what the fiscal court did, we just used our ability to get financing to go ahead and start structuring updates on the whole system, which would have been both systems.
Mm-hmm.
And what my recollection is there was possibly a resolution that said that Southern at some point would begin making payments of $100,000 a year against the total bond payment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about what I remember about it. I think that was going to be their contribution. But, I mean, redoing both those systems really was a big help to the whole county. And that was why the county was interested in helping with the new district. I mean, we were initially, there was just like an advisory group of people that talked about the merger, and then it turned into a merger that, and I'm trying to remember who I worked with. I worked with one of your attorneys there at PSC a lot on the merger. I don't know if he's still with you all.
Jerry Wootcher, probably?
It was Jerry Wootcher. He was a huge help. And I actually was the one that pulled together all the documents for the merger. I think that actually was in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
That's my recollection. Like I said, I'm doing this without the benefit of
certainly my
records, but I remember the merger taking place in 2000, and then there was actually a request for a proposal from, and it seems like we ended up getting one bid. I think there were three companies that were interested, but we ended up getting one bid on the renovation. And as part of trying to get our numbers together to start doing updates on the system, then there was a bond issue that took place. And now my recollection is there was a resolution that was passed by the fiscal court that addressed Southern when they were financially able to, and I don't think they were in the beginning, but when they were able to financially to begin making payments of about $100,000 a year toward those bond payments.
Do you recall whether yourself or anyone conferred with Southern Water on that? I'm just looking at when was Southern first told that they would be expected to start paying on it. Was it before or after the project?
I don't recall. You mentioned, I think you said initially 2002 and then 2005 a request was made. That part I do not recall. I don't know, and I don't know if it would have been at the same time that the resolution was passed or not. I mean, they just were not, they were just not very stout, I guess would be the way to put it initially.
Mm-hmm.
And the county was trying to help them. We were just saying, okay, we'll do the bond issue with the idea that when you all were able to, and I think they were supposed to address land loss and some other things that we thought would help them generate more income.
So,
but I really don't remember a time frame on it.
Would you say that it was just kind of a understanding between the parties that Southern would begin paying rather than a formal contract, be it verbal or written then?
I don't recall there being a formal contract. Like I said, I think it just strictly there was a resolution, and I think the idea was when you're able to start doing this, you need to do it. Now, I may have like I said, my memory is not completely good on when and what, but the number is what I remember, the 100,000. Now, mm-hmm. as to somebody actually saying, okay, you have to commence making these payments on this date certain, I don't remember. I don't remember anything like that.
Do you have any recollection regarding the ownership of the property that the bond financing funded? Do you know if it was wholly owned by Southern Water, or did the fiscal court have an interest in it? We've located at least one deed where Southern sold a number of parcels of property to Floyd Fiscal Court for about $1.
I don't recall. That may have been something. I don't know if you couldn't really call this like a public-private partnership, but it was a partnership the way I was looking at it. I mean, like I said, I think the Mud Creek Water District, they were to the point where I don't think they were able to get any kind of rural development financing. I think they just, it wasn't going to be a possibility for them, but the Beaver Elkhorn Water District had a pretty good record of being able to get financing. So the merger, the way we were looking at it, would give the new district pretty much a clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of I don't know that this is done in other counties, but we were trying to do it because we were trying to extend mm-hmm. treated water to the whole county. So it just looked like a good idea to us to try to say, well, okay, we'll help you. We'll do a bond issue, but with the idea, there may have been some coal severance that was put in the project. So if there were some deed transfers, it may have been because it may have been due to the issue. I just don't remember. It may have been a kind of odd situation where Southern owned some of maybe some of the pump station sites, or they owned some of the tank sites, and maybe someone requested that it be in the county's name. I don't remember, truthfully. I just cannot remember that part of it.
I know this is also a ways back. You may not have any recollection of it, but we found at least one resolution from the fiscal court that referenced they had to issue some of the bonds because they were expecting a payment in the amount of $2 million from FEMA. Do you have any recollection of that payment, or any why it would have been expected, or if the bonds were issued because it did not come through, or anything of that nature?
I don't. We were, what I do remember, during an 8-year period where I was working there were like 7 floods.
Okay.
So it could have, there could have been an expectation. What the county always had to do, and I know you're aware of this, but they would always have to advance money to do projects with the idea that FEMA was going to do a reimbursement. And
okay.
Sometimes FEMA would be easy to work with on that, and other times they wouldn't. I don't know that would have been something that would have turned whether or not the bonds would have been issued or not.
Okay.
But it very well could have been a situation where there might have been some cash flow affected.
Okay. Some of the other individuals have told us that there may have been, or that Southern may have been asked to pay at a later date due to, as you just indicated, the decreasing coal severance tax payments. Do you have any idea? I think you've indicated that Southern was to begin payments when they were able to.
That was my recollection. Okay. I don't think they were able to do it initially. And I think the idea was going to be, when you all get on better footing, then you can start making some contributions toward the bonds. I don't know, have you all been able to locate that resolution that I'm talking about?
We have several. I think I might have one that
does it make reference to a $100,000 figure?
I don't believe we have a resolution that notes the figure.
Okay.
I have a number of other resolutions, but I don't believe I have one that explicitly states they'll begin payment on it. I'll have to look through my documents, but do you have any idea if the county had been in a better financial situation, say had the severance taxes not been decreasing as they have been over the last number of years, would Southern have still been asked to make the contribution?
I think so. That's my recollection. Because they were a separate district. They're a non taxing special district was my recollection. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I think the idea was going to be that they would eventually be completely on their own, and they would eventually be addressing payment on the bonds. But now, as I said, I think if the county hadn't done the bond issue, I don't think we would have been able to mm-hmm. extend the water service out in the county, because they would not have had the credit. The new district itself wouldn't have had the credit, and then, like I said, at least one of the old districts wouldn't have. I don't think they would have ever been able to have gotten any financing.
Okay.
We understand that part, but to your recollection, there was no documents to back that up?
If you all can refresh my memory a little bit, there was a company that came in that was going to do contract management for the water district.
Veolia Water, I think?
U.S. Filter.
Veolia. Yeah. There should have been a large document package that had to do with that particular transaction. And I don't know if you all have been privy to that, but after that, then there was a contract manager for that district for a while.
Was that Bob Meyer?
Yes, Bob was the contract. He was actually the district manager through a contract with Veolia for a long time. And then that contract was terminated. I don't know what year that happened, but there could have been some agreements in there that may have addressed what you're after. At that point, I don't recall anything after that. And like I said, the judge executive I was with, I think our last day was like December 31st, 2006.
Okay.
So I don't know if the agreement was terminated after that or before. That seems like it may have been before it, but there would have... I don't think there's a written contract, if that's the question. Other than there being a resolution in the record, that is all I remember. I don't think, there may have been something to that effect within the initial Veolia water package, but I'm fuzzy on that. I really don't remember.
Okay, I think my last question then is, do you know, did the fiscal court or the county fund the project directly, as in did they directly pay the contractors, or did they cut a check for $2.4 some odd million dollars to the water district and the water district dispersed the funds?
I don't think that there was ever a check in that amount cut to the water district, but if there were, it could have been in those contract management documents initially. I want to think there was a monthly rate on the contract management. It may have been that the monies were paid that way, but I just do not remember. If you all had access to those documents.
That was with, those documents would be with Veolia Water, you think?
With Veolia, yes.
Okay.
I think there probably would have been a monthly amount addressed.
Okay.
In those documents, if that's at all helpful. But now, after that was that arrangement was terminated, I don't think so. I recall us buying the county itself buying water line that was used in projects, and we were able to help in that way. But I don't ever remember there being one lump sum check for that amount.
Okay.
And to your knowledge, or to your recollection, the Floyd County Fiscal Court or Floyd County Public Properties is the exclusive owner of all the assets of the water lines and the infrastructure, whatever.
I couldn't say that. I know I was getting a little bit going around the fence a little bit, but it was kind of a situation where the county was working on things and so was Southern. So there could have been a mixed ownership. And when you said there were deeds, it may have been that those were required because of the bonding setup, but I just don't remember. And it may be that if you get a look at some of the Veolia documents, that might spell out what the initial arrangement, the initial idea was on all that, but I'm just not sure.
Okay, well, I think that's all of our questions. I appreciate your time and
You're welcome. I hope it helps. I wish I could remember a little bit clearer. And like you said, you understand the idea was we're going to help because it's not going to happen otherwise.
Certainly.
That part was good for the county.
Can we call you if we have any more questions?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You're very welcome.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Mr. Davis.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Have a good day.
Thank